Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. This is the podcast we come together every single week to grow and to learn together. I'm so excited to have you connected on today. Make no mistake about it, it is not by accident that you are tied to this podcast. This is where we believe a leader is evolving and emerging in all of us. For that reason, we continue to encourage each other and push each other toward greatness. I'm thankful to have you connected on today. Make no mistake about it, this is going to be an amazing day. So thank you so much for joining me, and I appreciate all of you who do that every single week. I'm excited for you, if you're a first-timer, to listen to this podcast. I know somebody recommended it, and I want to appreciate them. So can you follow me, as I want to stay connected to you, at Joseph Walker 3. That's Joseph Walker, the number 3. Also, go to josephwalker3.org, my website. Find out more information there. And of course, I'm really excited about sharing with you my wife and I's YouTube page. It's called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. Great content there. We're talking about everything. We are talking about things from marriage to raising children to balance in life to decisions, wisdom, all those great things. You don't want to miss it. So it'll be a tremendous blessing, and I want you to lock in on it. So thank you so much in advance for just supporting and being a part. So thank you. Let's get into our discussion today. And man, how to make wise decisions. I want to tell you a story. So many years ago, one of my mentors spoke to me and talked to me about how, you know, brilliant he thought I was becoming, you know, as a scholar, as an intellectual. He says, you know, you're very well read. You know, you clearly have a sense of, you know, making intelligent decisions. I'm thinking this is going down the road of commendation. Like, wow, my mentor is very proud of me. But then my mentor said to me, I want to really help you really guard against making foolish decisions. He said, the interesting thing about that juxtaposition is that people can be extraordinarily brilliant. They can have academic accolades up the kazoo. But when it comes down to making everyday solid decisions, often you find out that people don't operate in wisdom. And it was there that I began to realize and do a study on wisdom. I mean, a really exhaustive study. It hit me that wisdom is the proper application of knowledge. It is the proper application of knowledge. Now you may say, where does that come from? Let's break it down. A person can say, you know, I know that is a zebra. That's a zebra. If I know intellectually, I know just in terms of just casually, looking at that, it's a zebra. But now, how do I apply that knowledge? It means that the proper application of that knowledge tells me it is not a wise thing to try to ride the zebra like I would a horse. It is not wise to go stand behind the zebra and play with the zebra's tail, or I end up with a broken neck from a horrible kick. So people can have knowledge knowing about a thing, but not knowing how to apply that knowledge contextually in various spaces. As a leader, it is important for all of us every single day to make wise decisions. When I pray every single morning, wisdom is one of the things I ask God to give me, to make sure as a leader I am making wise decisions, because I recognize that my decisions have impact on other things that I am connected to. No decision is in a bubble, but one decision impacts another thing, impacts another thing. I think you got where I'm going. So let's have this conversation tonight. Let's get right into it. And I want to give you these points. I want you to write them down as always. And first of all, I want you to assess the alternatives. When you come to a decision, always assess the alternatives. Evaluate all the possible options before you make the decision. This is going to take time, right? This is why you don't allow things to happen quickly. A lot of people sell you stuff quickly. They'll say, you got to make a move now. You know, this is going to be the only time you can do this. And people are trying to get you to operate out of your emotion. But when you're looking for wisdom in your decisions, you evaluate all the options. You look at various ways in which the thing can get done. It's like a business person going after three bids. Yes, I want this project done, but let me evaluate other options. Let me look at other ways to value engineer what I'm attempting to do. And it includes the pros and the cons of each alternative, laying those things out to understand the potential outcomes. This is where wisdom starts. Your ability to look at every single component and facet of that decision, provide yourself much needed options, and to come to that decision, not lightly, but reverently. And so I think that's important, right? So when I'm assessing alternatives, it doesn't mean that I've tuned out. People can call you and say, hey, we hadn't heard back yet. You know, have you made a decision? Say, hey, give me time. I am truly going to make this decision out of wisdom and not out of my emotion. Number two is consulting counsel. How important it is when the Bible says there is safety in the multitude of counselors. Seeking advice from trusted mentors, advisors, team members, you know, it can be incredibly helpful because wise leaders understand the value of diverse perspectives and collective wisdom. The people who are around you, your team, the people that you look up to, that's collective wisdom. Everybody comes from a different perspective on that specific decision. And so give the people an opportunity to speak into it, to give you their thoughts on it. You'd be amazed at how that could benefit you and help you become a better leader as you're making wiser decisions. Ask people you would ordinarily not ask, and you might find some intel you never imagined you'd find. People have various influences in their own area, and when you want to find out what's happening in spaces you may not ever go to, consult counsel. Ask others. Bring that collective wisdom to bear when you make the decision. And there are people who may not understand your decision, but you're making it because you asked the right questions and you took time to ask the right people. Number three is gather grit. Have the courage, y'all, and the resolve to make the tough decision. You can't be timid when it comes to making the tough decision. Now, in all honesty, transparency, I was that guy who didn't want to necessarily make the tough decision because I was thinking about the emotions and feelings of other people. But what I have learned is that wise decisions must go forth even when they are not popular. Effective leadership requires boldness and resilience. It requires you making decisions into oncoming traffic, proverbially here. You have got to be willing to have the grit to just say, we're going to do it. We're going to step out. We're going to make this happen. This is what's going to happen. And because when you receive a revelation that this is a wise move and you understand, you have to walk in there and trust that and trust your instincts and believe that. So gather that grit together. Stop being timid. Stop second guessing yourself and literally go get it. Here's number four, prioritizing purpose. We've been saying a lot about purpose, right? The last few podcasts, we've been talking about really clarifying your purpose, understanding what it is you're called to do and helping others who come alongside you. Now, if we prioritize our purpose, we are aligning our decisions with the core mission and values of our organization. That purpose is what guides and makes the organization do what it does. What do you do? We do this. And as a result, anything that wants to connect with me or anything that wants relationship, I must make certain that the values of that person or organization aligns with the values of mine. So you have to ensure that every decision, every choice supports the overall vision and long-term goals of your organization. You can't just think about right now. You have to think about not yet. So when I prioritize my purpose, when I make decisions, I'm thinking about further up the road. My decisions today are about 5 to 7 years of futuring in my spirit about what potentially could be. And it is important, watch this, number 5, to engage empathy, to really consider the impact of your decisions on others, to really come to a point where you begin to look at this and think about, if I make this decision, how would this impact this person and their family? How would it impact this individual? If I took this program away, what would it do to that demographic of people? So everything I do, I'm thinking about the collateral damage and the collateral blessings. That's what real leadership is about. You really process that, and you know that when you make this decision, you have empathy, because empathetic leaders take into account how their choices will affect their team, the stakeholders, and the community. If you're not taking that into consideration, then your leadership is a little off, because I want you, as you develop as a next level leader, to know that you must take into consideration how your choices are going to impact the community in which you serve, others around you. This is a big deal, guys. So please make certain you have empathy, that you're not just callous, cold, distant from people, but that your heart is there and you care and you want to do what you do with excellence, but you also want to share what you do, the principles and strategies. So when it manifests, it is done with absolute excellence. Here's number 6, is to reflect regularly, to take time to reflect on past decisions and their outcomes. I mean, to continuously learn and allow yourself to go through self-assessments to improve decision-making skills over time. I think this is important. I think every single individual who's a leader needs to make sure you take that time to reflect on your decisions. I have done this many times and gone back and said, when I made that decision, what was my headspace? What was going on in the organization? How did that decision impact this person? Would that person still be here had I made a different decision? And you begin to get kind of an understanding of how your decisions are impacting the lives of the people to whom you lead. So reflect regularly. Sit back. Don't just make a decision and go to the next thing. Sit back and ask yourself, what did that decision cost? Did that decision cost someone's family? Did it cost someone's future? What did that decision cost? There's always a cost associated with our decisions. I believe that with all of my heart. Let's review what we've talked about before we go to number 7, as we always do. We're talking about how to make wise decisions, how to assess, number 1, our alternatives, looking at various ways of thinking get done, being solid with that, honest about that. How do I go and look at the pros and cons and evaluate every situation and not take a thing at face value? How do I then consult, number 2, with counsel, getting people in my life who I trust, who I can speak to regarding my situation and get counsel. Is this the best path forward? I'm not asking them to make the decision for me, but give me as much information as possible so that I can make a more informed decision. Number 3 is gather that grit, get the courage and resolve to go get it. Go make it happen unapologetically. Stop making excuses, being afraid of what they might say or do. You have got to have your most courageous season now. And then you prioritize purpose, man. Align your decisions with the core values and missions of the organization. Nothing beats that, right? My purpose is aligned. And when I understand that, everything I do is tied to my purpose. Every single thing I do is connected to my purpose. Nothing is just out here by itself. Every single thing, I do that because it supports that. I do this because it supports that. That's how that conversation should play out. And of course, it moves us into really engaging empathy. Having empathy for people, knowing that people are experiencing a lot. So my decisions must be wise so that I'm showing that I'm empathetic to what people are dealing with. That's why I make decisions about, you know, Selah, taking that 3 to 4 days every quarter for my team to get away, to step away, because my decision impacts their mental health. So that's why it's just important to think about the health of your team, the spirit of your team. All of that is tied up into you having empathy, putting yourself in someone else's shoes, even if those shoes are too big. Here's number six, regularly reflect, man. Reflect, always have a conversation about your past decisions. Write things down. What were the implications? What occurred? So what could I have done different? All of that matters when you begin to reflect on the decisions you've made. Number seven, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about trust the timing. At the end of the day, you have to come to a place where you declare, I will trust the time frame that this thing occurs in my life. Recognize the importance of timing and decision-making. Every decision has a specific time. How do I know? Because your Bible, my Bible says, vision is for an appointed time. That God aligns everything together and he brings it all together to help us know that some decisions need to be made swiftly while others need more patience and to wait for the right moment. God will give you the right moment if you trust him. In this season, it is incredibly important to make sure that you recognize the importance of timing. He's a God of time. And what you are trying to accomplish out there and do, it has a lot to do with time. It has a lot to do with people's commitment. And so as you lead, as you take this opportunity as seriously as I know, as a leader, I want to make sure you trust God's timing. I want to make sure you don't get ahead of God. As a next level leader, some of you are walking into brand new opportunities. You're walking into situations where you've been giving promotions. You got to make wise decisions because more highs, more eyes. I've written a book and I want each one of you to get it at josephwalker3.org. It's called Leadership and Loneliness. I kind of talk about these wise decisions in that book because I know it's so important for those of us who are leaders to say, Lord, every day I wake up, allow me, even though I have a variety of different choices in front of me, let me make the most proper and wise decision ever. I believe you as a next level leader will do just that. So I want to thank you so much. I do. I want to thank all of you for being a part of this particular episode. Excited about it. Hope you will follow me. Stay connected to me at Joseph Walker 3. Go to my website, josephwalker3.org. Make sure you let me know over there in Instagram that you were listening and what you learned and take a picture of it and send it out and I'll repost it. I just want the world to know what we're getting over here. I appreciate you so much. And thank you again for supporting. Thank you again for praying for me. Know that this podcast is designed to help you get to the next level. May God bless you. May God keep you. That is my prayer. Peace out. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph With You.